Red Edition, welcome. Happy day, liberals. Let me pick on a liberal, please. I saw a liberal woman just the other day, and she was so ugly that in her photo album, she always uses negatives. Hey, and another one, she was so ugly that when she played hide and seek, the other kids didn't even try to find her. Too bad, though, because she found herself because she's around bothering us, that liberal person, whoever she might be, members of parliament in Canada. Nominations. You know, when you get nominated to be able to run, so you have the nominations, you can go and run. It is such a farce. It goes way back to like maybe the 13th or 14th century. You get to buy the election. The laws are screwy. They're really, really mixed up. Let's use an example. If I wanted to run for, I don't know, pick a riding in Canada, any riding, I think it's 320 some odd. I always get confused with the number. But if I decided to run for one, all I have to do is sell memberships. I can go out anywhere in the country, not in the riding. If the riding is in British Columbia, I can go to Ontario and I can meet 1,000 guys and say, oh, here, I'll sell you the membership, and I'm going to give you a free WestJet ticket. I'm going to give you a free holiday to come to Vancouver, where I'm running for office, and I want you to vote for me. And that's legal. That kind of sounds like old pork stuff, right? I mean, here, I'm going to buy your vote. It's alive. It's well. It's legal. It's bizarre. I mean, that shouldn't happen. You should not sell a membership when you run. I mean, you should already be a member if you want to be a member of a party, of any party. And instead, you have to buy your way in. That is wrong. That's not democracy. That I got all kinds of words for what that is, but democracy is not one of them. Conservative leader Andrew Scheer's national campaign manager recently at their convention was seen outside of the convention speaking with members of Rebel Media, right? And even though the far right website, Rebel Media, is barred from covering the event for being an activist group, we don't give media accreditation to activist groups, so they say. Are you kidding me? What is an activist? I mean, if you're a politician, I kind of thought you're an activist. You're doing something, you're out there giving your message. An activist? That's wrong. I mean, the free press, have they ever heard the word free? Those conservatives, they make me wild. I mean, they're always kind of coming up with these little things as they go along. I mean, oh, you don't agree with what I'm saying. You're bad and you're not allowed into my game. Wrong. That is just terrible. I mean, they're a news outlet and they should be allowed the ability or the right, I guess, to talk to anybody, activists. Blah. Here's another thing that they did, they being the conservatives at their convention. I'm mad at the conservatives because they ain't acting like conservatives. Move to the right, please. Holy doodle. Here's what they came up with. And they're excited about this, so they say. We believe that there should be no federally imposed carbon taxes. Duh. Okay. We believe that 3, Northern Territories should keep 100% of the natural resource royalties. Duh. The Conservative Party supports the extension of Canada's pipeline network to Atlantic Canada. Duh. These are exciting things, I guess. I don't know, I missed something. Conservative Party of Canada will make reducing the increasing rate of rural crime a priority. Okay. The Conservative Party believes in recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and will move to relocate the Canadian embassy to that capital. Another oh-hum, I guess some points, but why don't you say something more conservative? You're gonna reduce crime in rural parts of the country. What are you gonna do? Oh, you're gonna give guns to every farmer, right? Probably not. You'll probably hire a whole bunch more policemen and give them new cars and put them outside of everybody's yard. That's dumb too. Like, they just don't give us anything. And now the Conservative Party is saying the leader is going to India. India? He's the leader. He's not elected. Oh, I guess he's a member of parliament, but he's not elected as a leader of the country, nor is the party elected as a government of the country. And now they're saying that the prime mistake in Canada made such a mistake and screwed things up so badly by going to India that Scheer is now going to go and fix it. He should stay home and he should work at saying something conservative. You know, otherwise he will not be the government. Only a government can make promises to India anyway. Save the airfare and say something that's right. Fixed election dates. This is me writing to them because they sent this to me in the mail. Fixed election dates, term limits, lower taxes, which means get rid of stuff that we don't need or use. The way it is now, the party lines are blurred. There's little or no difference. Get different, get elected. Don't go to India. I mean, what are they gonna do? Talk to you? Are they gonna take you seriously? You're not the government. You know what? When you lead, you got to kind of lead by example. You got to do things that are right. When you hit people over the head or you do things that the other people are always doing, that ain't leadership. That's assault. Well, come back. tomorrow. We're going to have more for you from the right. See ya.